All right, good afternoon. this is a little bit different of a talk. I'm not 100% sure why I was put in this section, but I'm here and I'm also moderating it, so here we go. What I intended to present today is a process where I had to kind of step out of my normal box, what I'm used to as far as research and presentations. And it was a complete learning experience for me, and I'm glad I had the opportunity. And that's why I kind of wanted to bring this up. I figure other people step out of the box, and it is kind of scary. There's a lot of things you don't know, kind of like we were talking earlier. There's just a lot out there we don't know, and as you move forward to it, you learn. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring up with this presentation. Development of MU's Soil Health Website, Providing Regional Data for Realistic Goals. Thanks for showing me how to move that. All right. First off, usually when we have a project set up, we sit around, get three or four ideas going, people of like minds, you know, like professionals. Okay, do this. Something we've done every day. It's easy for us. With this particular project, it was a conservation innovation grant. And the gist behind that is you can take existing knowledge and utilize it in a unique or a innovative approach to reach more people. So we brought on different professionals in here, about four of us, and we had a brainstorming session, much like everybody else does. The only difference was we were all going in such an opposite direction. When we left this meeting, we thought, boy, we didn't get anything accomplished. It was a waste of time. But after that, we kind of all went back and got about our daily lives. We got in contact with each other, and we easily found a path that we could follow. We found a need, and I'll go over each one of these in the presentation. We knew the audience. That's one of the easiest things for us with the University of Missouri. Message, and then the delivery system. And the delivery system, I hope, works in here. I had problems in the hotel. I came over here. It worked fine. But that is the website. So, basically, the need came about. Even though we have difference in our professional choices here, we all saw these issues out on the wagons when we're going on tour wagons. We worked together, but there was things that kept coming up on the wagons where someone would say, "Hey, I want to increase my soil organic matter to this level because someone up in North Missouri did." And it's hard to tell somebody, that's not realistic, that's not going to work. You got to work within the realm of the soil that you have. So this was coming up over and over again. As the soil health craze has increased, everybody was getting on board and they're wanting to really promote their farm. And you just got to worry about that, because if you set non-realistic goals, you might not keep trying. So we decided that it was time to address that need through this grant. The audience, the University of Missouri, I probably didn't mention that when I started, but I work for the University of Missouri at South Farm Research Center. We have research farms all over the state of Missouri. In each of the farming areas, we have a research farm, and they have field days, and they have visitors. We're very much open for the public to come in. My statement here of 50,000 visitors, I know that is a complete understatement. I could not get a actual number from our systems. I know one farm I worked at, we get 16,000 people a year come through. And I believe we have 13 different farms and centers out there. So we have that audience out there, and that also helps out quite a bit. So the message. Like I said, the need was for soil health. So we started the message of promoting soil health. Now, this is where kind of the innovative part comes in. We started having some soil health field days, and we offered on-the-spot active carbon testing. So we would either advertise on radio or the flyers or the websites that the other farms have about, hey, if you're interested in soil health, come to our field day. We'll have a booth here where we'll do on-the-spot active carbon testing while you're at the event. Now, a lot of the peers said that's just not going to work. And that might be where we tie in here quite nicely. But when we started this, we ended up having so many people showing up with soil that we could not do on the spot. And immediately I realized I started taking away from other people's field days in some of them. Which at that point I'm like, okay guys, let me get your information and I'll get this information back to you. So it was very popular. Now, I came at it with a narrow point of view. I'm thinking, all right, row croppers are going to come in here. When our cattlemen came in, they didn't bring one pasture. They brought eight. And I mean, everybody was very excited about it. So it was a very popular move. And the key with this is when we were bringing them in, I told them I was going to be building a website. And I wanted to use their data on the website so people could, in their region, look at values of their region and kind of set their goals realistically. Another thing the peers said, there's no way they're going to let you show their data. That was 100% wrong. There wasn't a single person that said, no, I don't want this data shown. They didn't want their name associated with it, but as long as I was a county in the area, they were perfectly fine with it. When I found people that had unique fields, fields that fit the criteria I was wanting, I would talk to them. I'd say, hey, you know what? Why don't I come down to your field and I'll do a detailed soil health measurement. I'll take samples. We'll run PFLA. I'll pay for all that. And then I'll get you the data and it'll go in this website. So I was selecting certain fields. People that would overhear this would say, hey, what? Come to my place. And really what I had was limited funds and a big state. So I'm trying to, you know, get certain fields in each one of the regions. And here's where I hope works out. We brought it all together through this website. And let's see. We are accustomed to on-the-spot information. We'll go into this. So this is the website that I developed. And it was quite a challenge for me. Like I said, I'm a guy who's out in the combine planting, do some data analysis, I do some presentations. But to venture into the world of computers, that was way out of my league. We could not find anybody to develop the website for us. It was starting to fall on my shoulders, and so I started actively looking into that approach. And that is not something that's easy. I ended up, we got lucky, our community commons university system got back together and they were able to develop this website. And I kind of want to just show you a little bit of this website, of what we did. I've been told that this is a boring website. And they're right. This is not meant to catch somebody's attention and to, dazzle them. It's for people in certain regions of the state that want to get this value. I think it would be a good complement to another website that might do that capturing attention. But anyhow, as we put this data, let's see if this works. There we go. We put this data into a map so we didn't have to worry about individual information for people. Let's see. Say you're in North Central Missouri. That was MLRA 109. And a lot of people might go, well, what's MLRA? You can click on that, and I'll show you that in a minute. But this is the data that we collected. I did some Cornell runoffs in some of these fields. Here's the PFLA data. There's a lot of soil health data out there, and one of the problems we run into is what value do you want to say I'm increasing my soil health? I mean, am I succeeding or failing? What value do you want to use? If you talk to someone who's really focused in soil health, there's a lot of values. But this website was developed for people that may or may not have that interest. They might want to just a quick answer. Okay, what can my active carbon be? Well, in this site, they come down here and all right. I'm going to try this again. So they can scroll down here and at the bottom of all this data, they can look at what kind of tillage operation. I had to keep that pretty simple. The forest from the tree concept here, that's a hard thing working with professionals. They want to know every detail about everything, timing, and all this makes a difference. It does, but it would take away from the point of this website. And I still have problems with people saying, well, this is just not complete enough information. But anyhow, so they can come down here and they can get their regional averages and state average according to this data set. Then if they, you know, like most people, if somebody says PFLA, most farmers, they would go, what? Don't know what that is. I have a information page up here. You could click on any one of those, but we can go over here to information. And it gives you a brief layman's description of what MLRA is. Or if I wanted to click on any of these down below, it would be a brief description. But with each one of those, I know there's people out there that want a lot more detail. So every one of these, I have what I call a dive deep command. And it'll take you to links of the NRCS. People that have got a lot of detailed information, it'll take links to them. Even with like the Cornell sampler, if someone's interested in that, they can click on that. So, all right, we're getting close. I've got one more slide here, and if I can back out of this. Okay. So, you know, as I was putting this thing together, and like I said, it was quite challenging for me. I was thinking, in the past, when we went out to reach information to people, we'd all get on the field, out in the field. They'd get to talk to professionals one-on-one, come out on a field day, 60 to 200 people come out on wagons. And that's really effective. But if you think about how many people that actually gets to, it's not a lot. And actually, you're going to keep, those are the same people that are going to come out year after year. You're not going to be able to get that information out to new audiences. So, you know, I've got this written down as current methods, you know, the web page. You know, everybody's got a web page now, the information, you know, states your problem. I don't know if that's actually a current method or not. I think I'd almost put that as past tense. As I'm going through this, I'm thinking about our psyche right now. You guys saw how I was fumbling through here, and I guarantee everyone sitting there going, that should have been there. It should have been there right now. We're trained for that immediate gratification. And I got a picture of the future methods here. A couple of our staff out there working with tomatoes. They had a tomato disease. What do? They pull out their app. They have the information. If I was going to ask any one of you for a recipe for bread pudding, you'd have it for me in 2 minutes. At the same time, I can push a button and I can tell you all about the soils that I'm standing on right here because of an app. So even though I think this is going to be a handy tool, I think it's going to be a complement to the tour wagons. It's a way for us to get to more people. I think the next step we probably all ought to start thinking about is that what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years with the generation. What are they going to want? Is the detailed information there, or they want something quick? So with that, that's the end of my presentation. Do you have any questions? Thank you.